This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. How you doing, son?
It's always good to see you. So I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm trying to.
You reading my shirt?
Well, I read it. I'm reading it, but I'm trying to figure out what that person's trying to find.
What does the shirt
they're looking
say?
For. It says, I hope you find what you are looking for.
Uh-huh. And then
and it looks like they ain't got no, his buttocks is showing. And
I don't think it is. It almost is. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I think these are pants. I don't think that's a crack. The way that I see it, he's fully clothed.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, does he?
I see what he means.
I
when
do
he
see
sees
what you mean.
Crack,
that does look like a butt crack there.
But yeah, he's closed.
Yeah, it does.
But that's the bottom of his shirt. This is his leg, and this is his shirt.
Yeah, you keep thinking that.
I mean, I've been wearing this shirt for years, and I've never once thought that. But now I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. And don't throw it away. I like the shirt.
He's looking
under
a rock.
If you're going to throw it away, send it to me. I'll wear it.
It's kind of small on me.
Yeah, I don't think I... Yeah. Takes a large or extra large for me.
So. Okay. Well, how are you doing otherwise?
I'm doing good, but I was kind of worried about the last time I talked to you. You were still sore.
I'm still sore, Dad.
Oh, well, I don't reckon it's going to get no better, so I ain't going to bring it up no more.
But do I look more buff? Do I look like I'm swole? Am I getting a little swole?
You might have to keep working on it.
All right. I mean, it's only been a week since last time you saw me.
Yeah.
What if I do this? What if I look? It's all about posture, really. It's not like if I sit like this, like, hunched over, I just look unfit. But then, what if I do this?
Oh, yeah.
If I sit better. Like this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't I start to look fit?
Well, yeah, you look pretty fit.
All right,
you
fine.
Don't, you,
that's fine.
You ain't fat, so.
But I'm skinny.
You are kind of skinny for somebody that's getting close to 50.
I was trying.
You do pretty well.
Okay. You know? Well, maybe the word is svelte.
Svelte.
You're svelte.
Okay.
I think that's a word.
It is.
I'm svelte.
Is that one of them Gen Z words or one of them other kind of words?
Svelte. I don't know. It seems like a word from the 50s, actually.
Oh.
You know? Like wearing your polyester or something. Maybe that would be the 60s and 70s.
Hmm.
You're dodging the question, though. How about you? How are you? You feeling svelte?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm telling you. Still been working a little bit.
What about golf?
I ain't played golf in about 3 weeks. Maybe
you need to get back out there.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised 3 weeks that you've actually done it. So,
but
I'm glad to hear that.
If I'm going to play golf right now, it's going to be really early in the morning because it's been, for the last 2 weeks, it's been about 100 every day.
Woo!
And the heat, and then I don't understand all this stuff. If it's 100, it's 100. But then they say, the heat index is 110.
It feels like it feels like 110.
If it's 100, it feels like 100, whether it's 110 or not. I mean,
I don't know about that. I mean, if they're saying it feels like 110, there's a reason that you just don't understand. But yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. I do not understand that. I hate I even brought it up. I don't know why. Because when I was a youngin' and I was growing up, when it was 100, it was 100. They didn't come back around and tell you that it feels like it's 110.
What does heat index actually mean? Let's see if we can get to the bottom. Heat index, also known as the feels-like temperature, is a single value that combines air temperature and relative humidity to represent how hot the air actually feels to the human body. When your body gets too hot, it sweats to cool down. Sweat evaporates. However, when the air is humid, it's already saturated with moisture, which prevents your sweat from evaporating efficiently. Because you cannot cool down as quickly, the air feels significantly hotter and more dangerous than the actual thermometer reading. So what did you just hear me say?
I just heard you say that when it's 100, it's a hot, and where I live at, there's a whole lot of humidity here. So and all this sweating that I am still doing, mm-hmm. I don't know. Some people must not sweat much, but when I'm out in it, I'm sweating, and my body is still cooling off because I don't perspire. I sweat. So,
How did this turn into a bragging contest?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how we even got in.
I'm just telling you right now, you were almost there. All right, so you're sweating, but it's humid. So what?
So I'm not cooling off.
Because it doesn't
evaporate.
See, look, he is listening and potentially learning.
Yeah, potentially.
Potentially learning. So do you now understand the feels like temperature? Because you seemed disgusted by it. A minute ago when you were talking
about, like, I am still disgusted about why it. It's 100. It's 100, and I don't need to know that.
It factors in humidity. Things. Be like, boy, it's humid today. Hey, have you ever said, boy, it's humid today?
Hey, I say it every day, and I ain't got to know nothing about a heat index because I know it's humid.
So basically,
especially where I live.
So what I hear you
say. Is it humid? Is it humid in L.A.?
Not usually. So that's why the heat index matters to us.
Do they even have heat indexes out there?
I don't know. I don't look at the weather out here because it's the same every day. There's nothing to learn. The only reason you look at the weather is to see what the weather woman's wearing. Like, that's – and I'm not speaking – it's true, though.
No, you look at the UV.
Well – don't take me off the weather woman. You're trying to make me not talk about the weather woman?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Talk about
the weather women out here, you'd be surprised at what they wear. The only reason people look at the weather is because to look at the people telling you about the weather, men and women.
That's just the TV people being smart. They're trying to get more people to watch. So they get one of these good-looking blondes or redheads or brunettes or whatever, and with big voluptuous boobs, the weather that I look at here, there's one woman on it, and all the rest of them are men. Mm-hmm. So
you just sit around waiting for her to show up. Yeah, you just wait for her to show up. But that's what we have to do. But yeah, you're saying that it's humid every day, so you're already taking into account the feels like. Like, that's already part of your calculation. You know what 100 degrees in Myrtle Beach feels like. You don't need somebody to tell you that it feels hotter. Because to you, it's humid every day. So it just feels that way. And you're disgusted by it. All right, I respect that. But at least I told you. I answered your question.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, let's just move on. I ain't got to worry about the humidity no more because I live in it every day.
Right.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. We got an email from Lucy.
Okay.
And it says, "Good day, dear. I am sorry to disturb you with my life issue, but I seek your advice." Oh, my goodness. "My name is Lucy Jacobs. I'm a Brit who lives in Dewsbury, England, and I attended university and I do part-time work as a dressmaker. I lost my father in an auto accident, prompting my mother's death because of it."
Oh, God.
"My father, Jacobs Wolf, will me a large portion of his real estate holdings and income property valued at $5,700,000 pounds sterling. I have yet to place a claim on it, but right now things are not good and I'd like to have it. My father's stipulation was that I was either 30 years of age or married, allowing my husband to be in control. I am 26, so only my husband can make a claim on my behalf. I'd like to offer you the opportunity to stand in as my husband, and I will share it for your assistance. Your interests will be properly protected. Thanks. Oh, God, Lucy. I can't do that. I'm already married. I'd get in trouble to start with.
And, that's a non-starter for you.
You're 26 and you got, it looks like you're going to have to tough it out till you're 30 to me. And then maybe, then you won't have to be marry somebody or have somebody stand in for you. And don't 4 years, I'm going to tell you right now, Lucy, 4 years, it don't take long for 4 years to go by. So just kind of.
Well, that's one way to look at it, Dad. But what if she should just email a bunch of people? You know, it's a numbers game. What if she just, like, every email address that she could get a hold of, she could email. And someone's going to bite. And then I bet you she could get their bank account information. And then instead of putting her money into it, I bet you she could pull on their heartstrings about both of her parents being dead and not having a husband. I bet you she could get some money out of somebody's bank account who's single and is willing to get married just to, like, connect the bank accounts, you know, so that the money could flow in. But then she could pull money out. How about that? And then she could get rich by stealing from some sucker's bank account who doesn't realize that this is just a scam.
Well, I ain't sure this ain't a scam, but I don't know if she sent it in.
Let me try this again. This is a scam.
Okay.
If you were single, would you be giving her your bank account? Would you be marrying her and giving her your bank account information if you were single?
Absolutely not.
Why? Because you don't like Brits. You couldn't marry a Brit.
Listen, I don't see why I couldn't marry a Brit. I married three other women besides before I got married to Nancy. So if I'd have met a Brit, I might would have married one. But I never.
Because you were determined to keep getting married. That's clear.
I ain't going to live by myself.
See, you can see, that's the thing is that you could get taken advantage of. This is, there is no, what's her name? Lucy? There is no Lucy Jacobs.
Okay.
This is just a scam.
Well, it sounded like a scam to me.
This is some ugly, hairy, pot-bellied Brit trying to steal your money. It's some sort of conglomerate of Brits trying to steal your money because they're definitely British. I will say that. Watch out for them.
Well, I thought I did pretty well to start with.
You did.
I couldn't get, so.
You did the right thing for the wrong reasons, but you got some brownie points. So I will tell Nancy that, we'll make sure that she hears from this that you did not try to marry a fake Brit under her nose. See, look, that
sounds good to me.
Dad, that is two things that I think you've learned today.
Yeah, well, I've learned about humidity, and I've learned about scammers trying to get somebody from dispatches from Myrtle Beach trying to get my money. That ain't no, that ain't gonna happen no way.
All right, good. We're all better because of it. Let's see if this next one is a scam.
This one's from Tanner.
Tanner rhymes with scammer.
I was texting on my phone the other day, and I was picking an emoji to use, and I thought, hey, I wonder if Charles Neal knows what some of these means or what they are.
Oh.
Can you identify the following emojis? Hold on a minute, Logan. I'm gonna pat myself on the back before we even get started, because Logan sent me something to read on my phone the other day, yesterday, or last week or something.
So she texted you.
But she texted me, and I read it, and I said, but it had Logan's name on the top of it, but I said, I don't believe this is from Logan. So I texted her back, and I said, did you really send this to me?
Okay.
And she said, she just texted me back and said, yes, it was me. So,
But you replied to the person who texted you.
Yeah, and then I got to thinking about that, and then I said, well, you don't never know if, I don't even know if it really was Logan or not, but I believed her the second time, I knew she was going to be sending me something for the show, but
here's the thing.
I was proud of myself. Y'all got me thinking that.
That's good.
People are.
You're almost there, but you didn't do something right. When you didn't think it was, when you started to get suspicious if it was really Logan, don't reply to the person that you're suspicious to, asking them if they're really Logan. Because they're probably going to, keep lying.
Yeah, I figured that out too. But.
But instead, another way to do it is to pull up, make sure you don't reply, pull up your number, pull up what you have as her number. Or call her.
Yeah.
And ask her.
Okay.
You know? But so was that you, Logan?
It was me.
Oh, it was you? Why is he thinking you're scamming him?
I was.
Are you scamming my dad? After all these years of trust being built, now you're cashing in.
Okay, I have a social security number, and I have
no idea. I just think it had something to do with
it. And I never will.
I know, but you could turn. You could go rogue.
I could turn. Yeah.
What was it?
It was me. I do this all the time. I will, if there's an email that I want him to think about, I'll just copy and paste the email and send it to him.
Okay.
So it said hey, Charles, this is Jarvis or something like that.
Okay.
And asking him a question.
Oh.
But it was just, I just copy and paste that email. I didn't say, give any context.
Good job, Dad.
Good job.
We've made him more cagey.
Yeah.
This is good.
Okay. That was good. I was surprised when I got that back.
That was good. All right. So, okay. All right. We'll give you that pat on the back. Let's see these emojis that are in this email. All right. Start off again. Just describe it, first of all, for the listeners, and then say what it means.
Well, it kind of looks like what I've been getting out of my garden, a zucchini squash.
Are they that color?
They're greenish purple, but they ain't got that green thing on the top of them. But,
okay.
That
You're
looks
close.
More like, that might be an eggplant.
Yep. That is what it is. Now, what does it mean?
Means I want to cook an eggplant for supper. I don't.
No, it's better than that.
I've done.
I represent something. It's a stand-in for something else.
Now you know my mind went to the gutter.
And maybe I think you're on the right track.
So, instead of using a dildo, they just gonna use the eggplant.
No, it's not. Don't go that far. You're going so far. No, it just.
You asked me.
All right, but take a step back.
Okay.
Don't go that far. The eggplant represents something in the human anatomy, and I think you got it.
I guess it looks like a penis.
Yep, that's it. That's it. Boy, you're learning so much today. That's what an eggplant means.
Okay. An eggplant means it a penis?
Yes.
Okay.
In emoji speak.
Oh, in emoji. Okay, I got the, okay.
All right, we okay. Started hot. Let's keep going. What about this?
That's a peach.
What does it represent?
A fuzzy navel.
No. No, this is more literal. Like you can, just like the eggplant. What do you see when you look at it? If you squint your eyes a little bit.
A butt crack.
Yep.
Kind of like Link's shirt.
Yeah. Everywhere you look, you're seeing a butt crack. It's not just the crack, though. It's the actual juicy butt. Okay. This is a juicy tush. Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
All right. What else we got? Oh, okay. Describe this one.
This is
a yellow smiley face.
Yellow smiley face with some eyebrows and some kind of sexy looking eyes with a smirky little smile.
Sexy looking eyes. I don't think we need to go sexy for this one, but I like where you're going with the smile. Smirky smile, you say.
Yeah, so it's somebody that sent you something and they're trying to take advantage of you.
I don't think it's that. It's simpler than that, and it's more versatile. I think it's all in the smirk. However you would describe when somebody would smirk, I think is the answer.
Laughing at you about what you were doing.
Yeah, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's like if you put like, it's like a playful smirk is just like it could be flirty.
It could be flirty.
It could also be.
This says like, I know something you don't.
Like.
Oh, okay.
Or just like bashful and kind of flirty. But it doesn't have to be relationally flirty. It can just be like, it's putting a little stank on it, putting a little stank on something.
Okay. Mm.
Like if you're particularly proud of something you did, you might smirk.
Oh yeah.
But this is a versatile one. I think you should start using this one.
Okay.
Figure it out later. Use it now.
Okay.
All right, what do you see here?
It's yellow, and one eyebrow's raised up, and one's going down, and one eye's kind of like they might be winking at you, and the other one's up, and then you got that little smile, smirky smile going across your face. So it would probably mean that... they're trying to get your attention and want you to come up to them and like them and talk to them and get to know you.
You want to get to know someone who's making that face? That is a weird face, right? I mean, it's kind of wonky and all over the place. Look, I'm going to make that face right now. You want to come up and talk to me? I'm making this face.
Well, it'd be more like that, boy, I don't know what you're doing or and what's going on with you, but I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah. Because I'm what? I mean,
because you're making a crazy face at me, like you're not paying attention and don't believe what I'm telling you.
This one's hard to explain, but you're not getting it. I think it's, and I don't know what it's called. Does it have an actual name?
Woozy face.
Woozy? Woozy, not queasy.
When I Googled it, it actually means drunk, or a lot of people use it for that.
Oh, but if you,
did you say drunk?
Drunk, yeah. What? But it's really, if you say something that's like you're confessing something you did that was like kind of dumb, but you meant your best, but it didn't come out right. So it's kind of like, the results of being drunk are never what you want, right? You can't walk straight. You can't hold your face right. So in normal life, if you're doing something that comes out sideways, you might put that on there. It's like, well, I got my finger caught in the so-and-so today. I don't know. Mm. And then you put that emoji.
Well,
I wouldn't use that one. Too self-deprecating.
Well, I'm not a big emoji person anyway, so.
Well, but I think can be.
Yeah. I have gotten to where sometimes everybody, when I send them something on a text, they don't send me a text back. They just send me a thumbs up.
Okay.
Like, okay.
That's good. That's good.
And then they, once in a while, when I think I send somebody something that's kind of funny or something, mm-hmm. or looking at, I'll send them one with somebody laughing on it.
Yeah. That's good. But if you send one that's like just weird, you can put the drunk emoji. If you send one that you're particularly, if you're bragging about something, but you want to be sheepish about it, give them the smirk. But what I meant was that I think that you can do this in real life. And there is a trend on TikTok. Of course, I know you don't know about this because it's TikTok. And I barely know about it, but I do. And so Logan had a good idea that it's an acting challenge where you say a phrase, but then you say it with different emotions. So I'm going to give you a phrase, and then I'm going to tell you a way to do it, and you'll just go through them. Can we show them an example?
Sure.
So you see in this one, it says, the line is, did you wash your ass? And then she has to say it in a supportive way, an angry way, a happy way, a sad way, and then a disappointed way, okay? So let's watch this aspiring actress say, did you wash your ass, in all these different ways.
Did you wash your ass?
That's supportive. Angry.
Did you wash your ass?
Happy.
Isn't did you wash your ass?
And now sad.
Did you wash your ass?
And then disappointed.
Did you wash your ass?
Wow, Logan, she sounded just like you on that last one. You have a disappointed actor voice.
Really?
I'm sorry, but you have the same tone of voice.
Okay, I'll take that.
You're not disappointed.
I don't want to sound disappointed.
No one's disappointed in you, and you're not disappointed in anybody.
That's true.
But you've got a little, there's a little bit of smokiness.
Okay.
All right, Dad, I want you to say, your line is, I farted. And I'm going to tell you how I want you to say it. And then you can take a beat, just like the actress did, and then do it. You know, if you need to gather yourself for a second. All right? So your line is, I farted. I want you to be excited.
I farted.
That's good. All right. Same line. Supportive.
I farted.
Okay. Shocked.
I farted.
She doesn't seem really happy about it, too. Excited and shocked. Disappointed.
I farted.
Pretty good. Sarcastic.
I farted.
I think because you're always so happy when you fart that you can't not be happy. So you're being happy and sarcastic. All right. Flirty.
I farted.
And finally, angry.
I farted.
All right. Now let's go with some lines that you already know, like the back of your hand. That would be correct, is your line. Let's start with angry.
That would be correct.
All right. Excited.
That would be correct.
supportive.
That would be correct.
Okay. Shocked.
That would be correct.
Disappointed.
That would be correct.
Flirty.
That would be correct.
Sarcastic.
That would be correct.
Yeah, sarcastic's tough, huh? Yeah. All right, new line, that dog won't hunt. Excited.
That dog won't hunt.
Wow, that's good. Supportive.
That dog won't hunt.
I feel it's a tough one, too. I think I'd be like, that dog won't hunt.
Oh, okay. So I'd move. I can use my arms.
Well, yeah, you're acting. You can act with your whole body.
Okay. All right.
All right. What about shocked?
That dog won't hunt.
You gritted your teeth. Disappointed.
That dog won't hunt.
Wow, he's about to cry. Sarcastic?
That dog will not hunt.
That sounded frustrated. Sarcastic to me is more like, you don't care, Elaine. That dog won't hunt. Try adding a little horse sound.
That dog won't hunt.
Hunt. All right. What about one of my favorite lines that I've said? Everybody knows I love lesbians. Excited.
Everybody knows I love lesbians.
All right, supportive.
Everybody knows I love lesbians.
Shocked. They found out.
Everybody knows I love lesbians. I didn't do that one good. No,
it's like, oh, they found out. It was a secret.
Everybody knows I love lesbians.
Well, try it this way. It's like somebody just told you that the news got out. You're like, everybody knows I love lesbians? Try that.
Everybody knows I love lesbians.
All right.
I can't.
That's a tough one. Disappointed.
Everybody knows I love lesbians.
Sarcastic. Give it another shot.
Everybody knows I love lesbians.
Flirty. Look right at me.
Everybody knows I love lesbians.
Oh, emphasis on I. All right. And finally, angry.
Everybody knows I love lesbians.
Dad, I think you have a future. You know? you want to be in the movies?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. If we don't stop now, you might learn too much.
I think I have learned a lot today, Link.
Between too much
humidity and all the different things that we've done today. Because all you Myrtle Beast, it was fun having you all here with us today. We'll be back next week for another one. Don't forget to follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you got a question, comment, or story you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. And y'all have a great rest of your week. Insert eggplant emoji, insert peach emoji, wink. Wink, wink.
Wow.
Love you, son.
Love you too, Dad.
Okay.